Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. A parliamentary committee examining youth justice issues has been disbanded after failing to reach consensus on an interim report. The Youth Justice Reform Select Committee, chaired by an independent and made up of both LNP and Labor MPs, was dissolved during a fiery late-night parliamentary session yesterday. The Miles government accused the opposition of playing politics, while Shadow Youth Justice Minister Laura Gerber says the report included recommending exploring media regulation.
This report recommended that the media be regulated and gagged in relation to youth crime and reporting on youth crime.
To other news, low-cost carrier Bonza's issued an apology to customers after confirming they've had to cancel multiple flights across the network this month. A spokesperson told us the cancellations impacting Mackay and Gold Coast routes as well as Proserpine in the GC is due to operational requirements after their lease agreement with Nauru Airlines was terminated. It says around 70,000 customers have flown to and from the Whitsundays using Bonza since January last year. Also making news this Thursday, and James Cook University is reviewing historical payments made to staff. The second oldest uni in the state, which does have a campus in Mackay, has self-reported to the Fair Work Ombudsman due to concerns about previous payments of casual employees. Vice-Chancellor Professor Simon Biggs says the focus remains on ensuring casual staff members are being paid correctly, as well as rectifying any past issues. Just briefly updating some local sport news now. And in league, the Queensland Police Service Rugby League State Championships are currently underway in Mackay with grand final action taking place tomorrow. And just switching codes, and in basketball news, checking on round two of the NBL 1 North competition, both our Mackay Meteorettes and Meteors clash the Brisbane Capitals at home tomorrow night.